Well, as chapter 10, Mishnah 6, Aruba Shibasach Habayis, if there was a hetero within the house, we're back to a single-story house now. We could Darin a sunat tachter, and a pot, an earthenware pot, is placed on the floor directly beneath the hatchway. Shim ta'ale ein sifsoseh noigos ba'aruba. And if the pot was lifted up off the floor towards the hatchway, so its rims would not touch the hatchway, meaning that the rims were the pot was smaller than the hatchway, but says the kartet was just smaller than the hatchway, so it would fit exactly inside the hole, the opening of the hatchway, but it wouldn't touch the hatchway. Now, tuma tachte, if there is tuma underneath the earthenware pot, besoichel, or inside the earthenware pot, or al gaba, or on top of the earthenware pot, in this case, tuma boikas v'ola, boikas v'yeredis. The tuma would go up and would go down. It would break through and go up and break through and go down. And in this case over here, what was up and down, directly above or below, would be impure, but the rest of the house would be pure. The impurity wouldn't spread sideways in this case over here. And so only what was above and below would be impure. Ha'sa gevor min ha'aretz tefach, but if the pot was now a tefach above the ground, tuma tachter, if there was tuma underneath it, so now that it's a tefach above the ground, it is able to form a canopy, a tent. And if there was tuma underneath it, or underneath the house, or babayis, tachter va'abayis tamay, then underneath it and underneath the house would be impure. And says the Karti, what's going on over here is we say good asik mechitza. We have this principle that the walls of the pot ascend. We look at them as if they go up, and they join with the walls of the opening of the hatchway, and it makes a tent. It forms a complete tent. So if there was tuma underneath it, then the whole house is impure. If there was tuma underneath the house, the whole underneath it would also be impure, because we look at it as if it's one space. We say good asik, it joins together into the hatchway, and we say that it is one space. But toicha v'gaba tahor, but what was inside the pot or above the pot would be pure. The earthenware pot would protect its in contents and protect what's above it from becoming impure, in this case where it is one tefach above the ground. Besoicha or al gaba, but if the impurity was inside the pot or on top of the pot, hakol tameh. So in this case, all is impure. Everything is impure, because once the pot is impure, the pot can't protect impurity from spreading, and so the impurity breaks out and spreads through, and everything becomes impure in that case.